Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I just take great joy in waiting before the Lord and preparing whatever God would have for me to share with you. But what we're going to do starting today, we do want to finish off a message that I began last week entitled Holding to His Unchanging Hand. And before we go into that, I just want to pray for needs. You know, it's the start of a new week, and we just need to know that God is with us. Some of you just need the strength of the Lord. So, Father, right now we come to you, and Lord, we thank you that as our day is, so shall our strength be. Lord, that you have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, everything that we need for our spiritual walk, and you've also provided, Lord, the ability to have all of our physical and material needs met. And Lord, we're so grateful for that, because when Jesus said, "It is finished," Lord, he accomplished everything. There was nothing left undone. It just wasn't a partial salvation. It was complete salvation for the whole man, not only of the soul, but the ongoing work that your Spirit does, Lord, the restoration of our soul, the conversion of our soul into that walking in the Spirit, Lord, where we were not run by the carnal nature and the ways of the flesh that we used to walk in when we were in the world. So, Father, thank you for that divine strength right now pouring into your people, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually. And, Father, just be with us in this broadcast. Let your anointing reach out, Lord, through these airwaves and touch every individual heart. Lord, you know what they need. And Father, I thank you that it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, the passage we were looking at, holding to his unchanging hand, is found in Isaiah, the 41st chapter, verse 13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. He doesn't say, I might help you, I may help you. He says a very strong word, that's how it's translated, is will. He will help you. He will help us. And that's that do not fear, that's not a recommendation. It's not a suggestion. It's in the imperative. It's you do not fear. He is telling us, don't be afraid. Why? Because if we call out unto the Lord, if we're walking in submission and obedience to Him, He has the answer to our every need. An obedient attitude, beloved, is the key to being successful in your Christian walk and life. God has made available to us every help, but none of God's provisions will work if a person has the wrong attitude and refuses to change. You know, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. We are changed from glory to glory. But how many, I won't say if this applies to you, but you may know people that are stubborn and rebellious and just are set in their ways. That's what people say. Well, I'm set in my ways. That's the way I do it. I've always done it that way. Done it for 50 years, whatever. But the point is, we have to, I don't care how old we get. I don't care how long we've served the Lord. There's always something new we have to learn. There's always something, an important revelation God has yet to give to us. Like Jesus said to his disciples, I have many things to share with you, but you're not able to bear it yet. But the Holy Ghost, when he comes, he will reveal all things to you. He will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said. And so you see, the Lord is a very present help to us in the time of need. anyone who's in that attitude, they're not going to see God's intervention in their lives in the measure they should. Those ways, your ways, will have to change if you're going to be victorious in Christ. Your way, beloved, is not God's way. God's way is God's way, and we have the privilege of walking in it. If not, we bear the consequences. We can walk holding to His unchanging hand. And beloved, that hand does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. His character is complete. It's unchanging. And we can trust and rest in that. Where in this world, everything is changing. Relationships are fickle. Even some of the best relationships, there's no security in them. Death can take them. But with God, His hand, His love for you, His care for you is unchanging. It will never pass away. Beloved, once you belonged to Satan, but as a believer, you now belong to Jesus Christ. Jesus bought you. He paid for you with His own precious blood. And I'd like to share with you some steps that you can take which will enable you to grow in your Christian walk. First of all, you have to make Jesus the Master and Lord of your life. It's not just enough that He's Savior, He has to be Lord. And give to Jesus your abilities. Everyone can do something. You can dedicate your talents to the Lord. You can make yourself willing to do what you are asked to do to the best of your ability. Even on the job, beloved, whatever we do, we're as to do heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man. And if we do a job well, beloved, you're going to be noted in the marketplace, because unfortunately, a lot of people today are just doing time on their jobs. They don't love their job. They don't care about their job. They just want to put in the hours. They'll cheat on as far as time, on their employer's time, or in any other way. And they are not rendering to their employer the kind of respect, the kind of response that they should be, because He is paying for their services, paying for them to be present. And that's, beloved, there's coming a time we won't have to do that when we're with Jesus. Aren't you glad for that? But at the present time, for most of us, unless we're retired, we have to work, but also we can work for the Lord. I remember when I was very young in the Lord, and this was 41st and Telegraph, and I was, you know, there was such a presence of God in the services, and I couldn't stop coming. I just couldn't get enough. And I don't know what, I cannot tell you the message Brother Glass was preaching, but he was talking about somehow about getting involved. And I really was convicted. I thought, Lord, what can I do? I mean, I had, you know, my home was Berkeley. I used to say Berkeley's the state of mind. It really was. For 10 years, I walked in the world, arrived at the University of California in the mid-60s. So that ought to tell you what my background was. I was convinced Christianity was not an answer, not an option. However, never say never, because God has a way of getting through to you. And once I made that choice, there was such joy that filled my heart, because I no longer had to search for truth. And that was my quest. I mean, I was raised in a Christian home and in denomination. I was just convinced there was nothing, no reality to it. And so I was actively searching for truth. But if you seek for the truth, you will find it. And God's Spirit was gracious to me. So give Jesus your abilities. I felt there was nothing I could do. If I'd have known then what I know now. Anyway, all I knew is I can clean well. So I offered to clean the church. And that's how I started. I had no illusions. I had no desire to preach. I just wanted to serve Jesus. I just wanted to make Him happy, whatever I could do. And then, of course, in time, Brother Glass offered a part-time job in the office. And the rest, of course, is history. So, holding on to His unchanging hand, what can we do? First of all, you need to dedicate the talents and abilities that you have. Give them to the Lord. You have so many wonderful gifts, and you might feel, I can't. Well, listen, for example, just the gift of hospitality, that doesn't sound like something really spiritual. Well, in fact, that's one of the qualifications of an elder, that they have to be hospitable. It's a beautiful, needed ministry. I'm thinking of a dear sister who used to be part of our church, still on the mailing list. I mean, she was so gifted in that. There was such a thoughtfulness I remember once I had my first dog and she was sick. And in the hospital, in the vet's hospital, and she came all the way from San Ramon and brought out of her garden miniature tiny roses in a little bud vase. I still have them. And she was the only dog in there that actually had flowers. Beloved, showing little acts of kindness. Every one of you have a ministry. You're gifted. I couldn't believe the inmates, how talented they are, artistically, some of them. My goodness, you have an ability to write. You have an ability to talk. God may be calling you to the ministry. Beloved, whatever it is, you need to obey God. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I knew you before the foundation of the earth. I planned for you to be alive at this time, at this day, in this hour. I knew the challenges you would face. I knew that day when you would come to me. And I knew that you would be willing to follow me with a whole heart. And as you do that, beloved, even though the trials have been heavy, the opposition fierce, you will see the Lord your God develop those giftings that I have placed within you. You are aware of some of them, but there are others that you aren't even aware of. Trust me, in my time, in my way, in my season, I will bring to fruition those giftings you didn't even know you had. But obey me in the small things. To him who has been given much, much is required. And if you're faithful in the little things, God will make you ruler over many. So, beloved, hear my words. Be encouraged. I'm with you. Don't be afraid. Step out. Whatever I speak to your heart, do it. And you shall see the Lord bless you on the right hand and on the left. And you shall rejoice, for the hand of the Lord shall deal most wondrously with you, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, it looks like we're going to have to go another day yet to complete this message, but I trust you have the desire to remain with me. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And also, if you have prayer needs, this is a sacred ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. I invite you to share those needs. You don't have to write a lot. After all, many decades of correspondence ministry, I've learned to read between the lines, as I say from time to time. So with that, the announcer will give you our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.